and we're not ready to adjourn. But go ahead and escort the First Lady and His Excellency the Governor, Matthew H. Meade, to the Senate chamber for his final remarks. And we'll... Pardon? What, Wash decide to go home early? Well, in that case, Senator Ross, would you go down with Senator Kraft? I should tell the governor that I've got his glasses here, too. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Here to the floor.
You may have it.
Members of the Senate, I think we have two senators out there trying to return a favor to those House members of what happened in this body last night to several vehicles in the parking lot.
Uh-oh.
And so there's a way to wrap a vehicle for a gift.
Ah.
Did that tell you what they might be up to,
yes.
Mr. President?
Yes. Should we wait for them to return, or should we? Please. Senator Burns, you do have the privilege of the floor.
Thank you. I would like to introduce the chairman of the president of the Sheridan City Council, who survived the Kinski administration and still serves. And she brought down for me, if you look over, there's an 1885 original map of Wyoming, which will be hung up over that bench for the next few years till we leave Jonah. At the same time, you may have noticed that the majority floor leader has hung a map here of, I believe it's 1874, of northwest Wyoming. And these maps had a lot of detail that would be fun to look at over the next few years at your leisure. But with that, I would ask that you give a welcome to Shalene Smith.
Shalene, welcome. Let me just read this.
Hello.
Is Devil's Tower still on that map?
Not on there, no.
Could I just get water just in a cup? Not a glass, just a plastic cup. Thank you. Did you get the job done? Good. Did you bring Wasserburger back with you? Governor, welcome. Let me give you the microphone. There you go.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senators. You know, it's as I think about this session, compared to other sessions that I've been through and many of you have been through, you know, there's no way around it, no way to perfume the pig. It was a tough session. And tough sessions, you know, when you got that happens when you have declining revenue. But I just first a message of thanks to each and every one of you. It's an incredible thing, and I had a number of bills that I signed in a public signing today. And with several of them, the story was consistent and reminds us how fortunate we are in Wyoming to have a citizen legislature. And the story is, whether it's from school kids from Hewlett, whether it's from a pharmacist in a small town, whether it's a lady who worked on drug courts, that in Wyoming, because of our citizen legislature, we have people who are their business owners or they're in their community who say, I have an issue that needs to be addressed by law. And they can reach out to all of you. And then lo and behold, a year later, or sometimes 2 years later, we have a change in law. And I don't know that it works anywhere better than in Wyoming. So a message of thanks to all of you. I had initially a list of my likes and dislikes of this session, but you at the end of a long week, and so I wanted to send you all off with a positive message, and that is this. We do face tough budget times, and we face some tough decisions in the future. But I can't think of another group I'd rather travel with in making those decisions than the citizen legislature, all of you senators, as we go forward. We will continue to have agreements and disagreements as you have disagreements and agreements with each other and with the House. But at the end, as tough as it is and as we like and dislike each other's decisions, we need to recognize the value of this process. And so thank you all. Thank you for what you do for your communities and the state of Wyoming. And it takes leadership. And I want to talk today about a tremendous leader who I've been able to work with these past 5 years, and that is your president. A little bit about your president. He was raised in Lander. He was the third of five children. It'd be no surprise to all of you who know Phil that he was a bit precocious as a young child and in the thick of everything. And in his childhood, he did some good, and how do I put this? He did some things that maybe were not good as a child that remained famous and infamous up in Lander, Wyoming. Phil took a year in high school as an exchange student in Japan, and on the way home, he decided to stop by Kashmir. Then he went to Delhi and on to Africa before getting home. I understand that when he got home, he was a few minutes late, something that he continues a tradition today. He's never made up that time on that trip. Phil earned a degree in microbiology from the University of Wyoming, where he met the love of his life, Karen. Senator Simpson used to talk about his marriage when he was speaking about Ann, and he said, Ann describes it as a religious experience, a living hell. I would say to probably all the spouses of politicians, it can seem that way time to time, but Karen and Phil have had a wonderful and beautiful relationship. They returned to Wyoming, where Phil went to law school, had an active law practice since 1979. And because we recognize the sacrifice and the leadership of the president, I think it's also important to recognize the sacrifice and the many, many hours of work and many, many hours of taking care of things while Phil was doing his job as a legislator, for us to take a moment to recognize Karen. And Karen, if you would come up, I've got a little something for you. Come on up, Karen. Good job, Karen. Karen and Phil are the parents of four wonderful children, Joe, Nathan, Kim, and John. Phil has served Wyoming as a legislator since 1997, and the Nicholas kids were frequent visitors to the legislature, where they learned the process and had other interesting experiences, including, I understand, eating all the donuts in a single setting in the Senate chambers, something that I admire greatly. Three of the four kids, I understand, are dyed-in-the-wool Republicans, and Karen indicates that they're working on the fourth, and they think the fourth has seen the light. The budget session, the session of 20 days and 40 nights, but when we think about Senator Nicholas, he is singular in this regard. He manages to put 40 days of research, 80 days discussion, and meet his obligations on the floor, attends legislative events, and outline his plans A through Z for the rest of us. It's been amazing to watch somebody so dedicated to the service of this state. Phil has been a mentor and friend to you all, and also to me and to my office. His focus on Wyoming and his work for a diversified economy, energy enhancements, and industry complements have been visionary. And for those of you that have spent time with Phil, and I know all of you have, he's always talking about the next generation, about the young people. What are the young people in Wyoming going to do? What are their careers going to be? He understands the intricacies of the budget, the importance of saving, and the benefit of measured spending. As we remember our predecessors for their foresight in establishing the Permanent Mental Trust Fund, we have to recognize the president's role in establishing the LSRA. Phil leaves a legacy of economic advancement and savings and a policy for wise use of revenue that serves us well today and future generations. Now, I've heard some of you say that you've gotten into arguments with the president, and I don't understand that. How can you get into an argument when there's only one person talking? By definition, that's not an argument. But the reason we, all of us, have had the joy of those discussions with the president is because he's passionate. He cares about what happens to Wyoming, as all of you do. And I admire that. And you only need to see him with his family, especially his four grandchildren, to see his heart. His heart shows in his willingness to spend hours thinking about different points of view. His heart shows in his loyalty to the state and to the citizen. His sister reports that every family has a rock. Every family has a rock. And in the Nicholas family, Phil is a boulder. You will not find a more dedicated, a more hardworking person with greater passion for Wyoming than Phil Nicholas. He is a boulder for Wyoming. Thank you, my friend, Mr. President, for serving so well these past 19 years. We ask now that you not ride into the sunset, as you would undoubtedly disturb the sunset. Instead, we ask, Mr. President, with outright to do so, for you to continue to ride for the brand, the Wyoming brand, a brand that by your passion, by your commitment, by your work, you have made better. God bless you, President, and your family. Thank you. The torch has been passed. Mr. President, Senators, again, I leave you with a message of thanks and a message of hope. We are Wyoming. I remind you, we got the buck and bronc on our plate for a reason. When times are tough, we cowboy up. We have now, and we will in the future. Thank you for your dedication to the state of Wyoming. God bless all of you. Thank you.
Governor. Governor, I've returned the thanks to you for all the long nights, hard arguments, spirited arguments, and usually you didn't see the light, but sometimes you did. But it was a great run. We sure enjoyed it, and it's been wonderful serving with you. Thank you.
Take a seat. Can I get up there?
You know, folks, I was going to call in the staff. You want to do that right now, or you have something else, Mr. Majority Floor Leader?
President, I just have a question of you. Like you did with the minister, did you write those comments that the governor made about you? Yeah, Mr. President, let's bring the staff in.
Let's bring all the staff in, the attorneys from the bullpen, if everybody would come in and grab everybody's sort of in the area. We couldn't do this without the staff. It's been, I've worked a lot of sessions, I guess, and I think a lot of you have. And this one, particularly that week at Crossover, was the hardest week that I remember doing. We spent more late nights. I don't think the staff, I was here usually till 10:30 every night, and or 11 o'clock, and staff, for most of them, many of them were still here when I left. It's remarkable what they've done for us. It's been great. And did you rope up any of the bullpen, or are they?
Right here.
Here they are. Bring them on in. Hey, there they are. Come on up. Everybody come in here. Come on in here. Yeah, call the Senate staff. We can. She's fine. You want to go see Uncle Nate? Or you want to go see Uncle Nate? Well, we're still alive, so I can do it now, can't we? Pardon me? Oh, okay. Well, not everybody's here, but for those that are here, we all thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything you've done for us. And it wouldn't be the same without you all. You make us look good. It's been a tough station. I was saying on the Crossover week, that was about as hard a week as I've ever seen. And we all want to thank you for all of your efforts and for taking care of us. Thank you very much. Not done with business yet. Do we have an enrolled act to sign there, or is it? We have a message from the House.
Oh, boy. We'd like to give them a message, Mr. President.
Why should we end any different than we started?
Yeah. From the House of Representatives, March 4, 2016, message number 309, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee No. 1 report on Senate File No. 32, Alternative School Accountability, by the vote indicated. Ayes 41, noes 18, excused 1. Signed, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senate Enroll Act No. 64.
Senate Enrolled Act No. 64, being original Senate File No. 32, an act relating to the Wyoming Education and Accountability Act.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act No. 64, being original Senate File No. 32. I so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk for now. We're still waiting for one message with respect to House Bill, Senate File number one.
And Mr. President, I move that the House stand in recess to the sound of the gavel around 6.
Senate.
It's been a long 20 days. But let me start off. Mr. President, you always revert back to your childhood when I was in the House. That's what happened. Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand in recess till the sound of the gavel at approximately 6 o'clock.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. The Senate shall stand in recess until the sound of the gavel.
No. Not if they just don't.